So in our last session, we have seen the death of Bhishma Pitama, the first death. Of course, before that, there were all the soldiers were killed, and all of them got the Sayujya Mukti. Why they got Sayujya Mukti?
Because they were facing the Lord.
Because they were facing the Lord. They were seeing the Lord at the time of death. Sayujya Mukti. And how Bhishma Pita left his body. Krishna evam Bhagavati mano vag drishti vritti bhi. When Bhishma Pitama left his body, what he did? He unified his mind, mana. All vrittis. Vrittis means thought. All thoughts pointed toward Lord. And where was Lord? Because he has said to the Lord, you will stay here till I leave this body. And he described how should be your face and all that. Everything is. Then vag. Vag means speech. Speech represents all karmendriyas. Speech represents all karmendriyas, organs of action. And drishti represent all organs of perception. That means he controlled, he withdrew all his organs of action, perception, mind. Atmani atmana avesya so antaha swasa uparamataha. And then he left his swasa also. Atmani atma. Abiding in his own self. So when you withdraw your organs of action and organs of perception, mind also you have withdrawn, then what happens in mind? Where are you? In the Lord. What was the formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. You have to remember all these things. When you are withdrawing from the organs of action and organs of perception, we have stopped your all vritti, all thoughts also. You have negated everything. Can you negate Lord? Can you negate Atma? No. Once you have negated everything, you are abiding in that. That is why Atmani Atmana Avesya So Anta Swasa Paramataha. And thereafter, Yudhishthir cremated Bhishma Pitama, did his all rites, whatever to be done according to the scripture. And thereafter, Pitraha Anumate Raja. Then he took the permission from Raja. Who was the Raja at that time? Dhritarashtra. He took the permission. Now I am going to take over the reign. So you give me the permission. Dhritarashtra gave the permission. And Vasudeva Numodita. Vasudeva, Lord Krishna. Anumodita blessed him also. So two people were there. They have blessed him. Chakara Rajyam Dharmena Pitra Paitramaham Vibhu. And then he assumed the reins of his kingdom, which was inherited by him earlier and illegally taken by the Kauravas. Now it has come back to him, and he started ruling according to the dharma, according to righteousness. Then we are entering into the 10th chapter. Hatva swarikt spridaha atatayino. After killing the all atataina. Atataina means terrorist. Who is a terrorist? Why? Who are called the terrorists?
I think you described all the qualities.
The terrorist, like the person. Who set fire to a person's house, who gives poison, who takes away your wealth, who takes away the women of the family, or who
kills people
illegally for immoral purpose, weapons. So these were all in the Kaurav Paksha, they were all Atatai because they have done everything, all these things. So Hatva Swakrita Spridha Atataino Yudhishthiro Dharma Vritam Varishtra. Then what did Yudhishthir, this is the question asked by Saunakji, what Yudhishthir did after that? Saha Unajai with his brother, Anuja means his younger brother, Saha Unajai, Pratyavaruddha Bhojana, Pratyavaruddha, if you break it, प्रति अवरुद्ध भोजन, भोजन मीन्स एंड बाय दैट वी बाय इन्फ्लुएंस वी टेक भोजन इनटेक बाय ऑल ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन. अविरुद्ध ही, अविरुद्ध ही मीन्स ही वॉज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड. हु वॉज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड? युधिष्ठिर वॉज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन द सेंस इंजॉयमेंट. सो सौनक जी, हुई सौनक जी ऋग्वेदी कर्मकांडी, ही इज आस्किंग सूत जी दैट आफ्टर टेकिंग ओवर द किंगडम एंड बींग अपॉइंटेड एज किंग, वॉट डिड युधिष्ठिर डू? एंड हिज नेचर ऑफ युधिष्ठिर वॉज सेड टू बी प्रतिवृद्ध प्रति अवरुद्ध भोजन. ही वॉज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन द सेंस इंजॉयमेंट्स. अविरुद्ध भोजन कथम प्रवृत्त किम कारसीत ततः, व्हाट डिड डू आफ्टर दैट? दिस इज द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ ए किंग हु इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन द सेंस इंजॉयमेंट्स. अविरुद्ध एंड हाउ आर द एट प्रेजेंट द किंग्स, द रूलर्स, मिनिस्टर्स? This is the qualification required for becoming a king. Then Suta Uvacha, then the Sut is explaining what did Yudhishthir do after that. Nisamya Bhishmo Atha Achyutoktam Pravritta Vijnanam Vidhuta Vibhranam. Nisamya, in the earlier class we have seen that Yudhishthir was also deluded. Deluded that I have killed all these people and I am responsible for that, and no yajna, no sacrifice can do any atonement to this crime. That was his understanding. Even it was said by Lord Krishna at that time and other sages also. Then they went to Bhishma Pitama. Then Bhishma Pitama also gave his upadesh, his teachings. Now after that he is nisamya bhishma uktam atha cha achyut uktakam uktam achyut Lord Krishna, Bhishma Pitama, both of them have advised him. Now pravritta vijnana, he got his knowledge back, his memory back. Jnana and vijnana, there's a difference. Jnana is the theoretical, vijnana means practical. Theory and practical was vijnana. Arjun was also deluded. After the jnana of the whole 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he said, Nasto moha smriti labdha. Moha, delusion. My delusion is ended now and I have recovered my memories, my remembrance, my old knowledge, I have got back. Similarly, pravritta vijnana vidhuta vibhrama. Vibhrama, brahma means delusion. Vibhrama means well deluded. Vidhut is all over. How is all over? By the upadesh, by the teaching of Bhishma Pitama and Lord Krishna. Sasasa kamindra ivajitasriya paridhutya pantam anujanuvartita. Anujanuvartita, whatever Yudhishthir said, the younger brothers all accepted. There was no matbhed. No matbhed means no difference in opinion. All followed Yudhishthir. And Yudhishthir, what he did? He ruled up to the ocean. It is said the whole prithvi he was ruling at that time. Like Indra in the swarga. So that was the limit. Thereafter what happened? When such person is ruling, a person like Yudhishthir, who is not interested in sense enjoyment, then the effect of good governance is now given. It is said, kamam bavarsa varjanya. The rain used to come according to need. According to the need. Sarva kama dudhamahi, even the earth became fertile and high yielding. Whatever is required, it is being produced. Sisiju Sasmar Brajan Gava Payaso Dadasati Murda. And the cows, they used to give lot of milk. What is the principle behind it? When the nature starts working according to the king, what is the science behind it? You see, Yudhishthir was not working for his own sense gratification, number one. He was ruling for the subjects. And what is those subjects? If you are, you see, you understand this way. We are working for a company. And we think our employer is the greatest for me, but he cannot be param for me. He is not supreme. My goal in my life while I am employed, that I may have a set a goal that I want to become chief executive officer, CEO. That is the goal. But that cannot be the param goal. It can never be the param goal. Or you can say that I am working in a company which is number one multinational company of the world. Still, your CEO is not param. You ask a CEO, are you the param, are you the greatest, are you the holding the maximum power in the world? He will say no. Who is holding more power? He will say the government. Minister, president, they have got the more power. Ask the president, do you have the supreme power? No. I can rule only this country. I don't have power in that country. But who is the Lord of Lords? He is the supreme. So now if you are working for the supreme, working for the supreme means how you are working for the supreme? There is a governor of the whole cosmos. Somebody is governing the whole cosmos. Some rules and regulations are there. According to that rules and regulation, the sun rises at a particular time. Even you can predict second by second, this time the sun is going to rise. Or this will be the time in the full moon, or when there is Amavasya. Everything is governed, is calculated, it's scientific. So there is a ruler. That ruler is ruling this cosmos, this sansar. So if we serve this sansar, then are we not serving the Lord? Lord has created this universe. I can't see the Lord, but I can see the universe, His creation. He is ruling this universe. So if I start serving the universe, am I not serving Lord? That is why in our pledge also is there, na? Service of our country is the service of Lord, and devotion to the people is the devotion to the Supreme. Raman Maharshi says, Jagat Isadhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtavridham Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. This whole world is Ashtamurti Vrit, made of eight elements. That is Deva Pujanam. Jagat Isadhi, if you are worshipping this world, then you are worshipping the Lord. Yudhishthira was doing the same thing. And Lord says in Gita, Tapami Aham Aham Varsam Nigrahani Utsrijam. Well, I've got two powers, Lord says. One is the power of heating, another is the power of rain. With these two controls, I am controlling the whole world. How? It says, I withhold rain, I withhold. Then there will be drought. Or I can utsrijami, I give away so much of rain that there will be flood. Or tapami, scorching heat, no rain, still drought. The Lord says, I have got these two controls in my hand. Like in the bathroom, in the shower, we have got two controls, heat and cold. Similarly, He has got those controls. Those controls are in the Lord's hand. You can pray. We can do the yajna or rains. Then that is our prayer. He can give His grace and send us the rains also. The idea behind this is that when I am serving the Lord, nature will help me. That is why it is said, kamam vavarsa parjanya. There will be sufficient rain according to the need. That means Lord will be giving you that much of rain which is required. Sarv kama dudhamahi, and the prithvi, the earth, will give you all the crops. In chapter 15 we will be seeing gama visya bhutani. I have entered into that prithvi and I am giving you all the produce according to required. What else? Nadya samudra griha sa vanaspati viruddha phalantu ausada sarvaha kamam avritu tasya vai. Nadya, rivers, samudra, seas, griha, mountain, then sa vanaspati, tree, cultured crops, herbs, all became fruitful according to the season. As per the season, the crops were all coming. Why all these were coming? Because of the rulership. Rulership was Jagati Siddhi. Jagati Siddhi means is the worship of the subjects. What else happened? Nadayo vyadadha klesa deva bhuta atma hetave ajat satru abhavan jantu nam raggi karishta. Ajat satru means Yudhishthir. When Yudhishthir was ruling, then what happened? There were no three types of sorrows. We say na om shanti, om shanti, om shanti means, that means?
External.
Three types.
Adhyatmik.
You see, the word has come here. Nadayo vyadaha klesa. Klesa means sorrows. Daiva. Daiva means divine. Bhuta. Adi bhauti. Adi devi. Adi bhauti. Atma hetave. Adhyatmik. Vedanta hai na? Agyat satru abhavan jantu nam ragi karichita. Because of the agyat satru, because of the Yudhishthir's rulership, these three were not there. If these three were not there, then what was the state of subject at that time? All were happy. No adi devik, adi bhautik or adhyatmik tapa. Tapa means sorrows. Then usitva hastina pure masan katipayan hari suridam cha vishokaya sasucha priyakamya. Lord stayed for many months. Hastina pure masan. Masan means many months, he said. In Hastinapur, why? To remove the sorrows. Vishokaya, sok, sorrow. Vishokaya means vishesh rupena soka. There was a sok, there was sorrow at that time because all Kauravas are all dead. Vishokaya, so they were all grieving. The Lord stayed there for some months. Then after that, Amantra Chabenu Gyata Pariswajya Vyadyatuna Aru Roha Ratham Kaishita Parisavakto Abhivadita. Then Lord took the permission from Yudhishthir and to leave and go to Dwarka. Aru Roha Ratham Kaishita Parisavakto Abhivadita. Then some people of his age, they embraced the Lord, but the younger ones, they prostrated to the Lord. And who were present at that time to see him off? Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Virat Tanaya means Uttara. Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira, Gautamo, Yamo, Gautam Kripacharya. Vrikodar, Vrikodar means Bhim. Dhaumyasya Sriya Matya Sutadeha Satyavati was also there. Na sehire bimuhyanto viraham sargadhanvataha. They were very shocked because the Lord was just going to leave Hastinapur. Why so?
Satsangat mukta dukha sangah hatum. Satsangat mukta dukha sangah hatum not sahate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sukridakarna rochanam tasminyastadhiya parthaha saheran viraham katham darshan sparsa samlapa shayanasana bhojanaihi.
Satsangat mukta dusangah. When satsang happens, then what will happen? Dusanga will be no more there. What is dusanga? Sangha with the OED, with BMI is dusanga. And sangha, satsanga? Sat means? Sat Chitanand, Sat. We call him a Sadguru. We don't say physics guru, we say Sadguru. One who talks about Sat. The Satsange, what happens? Dusanga Muktaha. You are liberated from Dusanga. What Dusanga will give you? Dusanga will give you sorrow. Dusanga will give you. Temporary sukh you can say, but dusanga will give you dukkha. And satsanga will give you sukh. Happiness will give you. It is a sakrit akarna rochanam kirtamanam yaso yasya. In satsanga, what you hear about is the sat, about the Lord. His kirti, his glory, his yes, his fame. Sakrit, if you listen once, Akarnya, Sakrit Akarnya once. Then if you are Buddha, Buddha means if you are a wise person, one who can discriminate between satsanga and dusanga. Hatum no sahate. He will not be able to bear that I am coming out of satsang. He will not like to leave the satsang. We all saw the biopic of Gurudev. One satsang happened with Sivanand Swamiji, Gurudev. And journalist became saint. He went there to criticize the sages, to find out the loopholes. One satsang changed his whole life. So Buddha, they do not want to leave satsang. Wise people will never like to leave the satsang if they have heard once. Sakrit means once. So here they say, tasmin nyasta diya parthaha. All the Pandav, they have given their whole of their mind, diya means buddhi, in Lord. Nesta, they have given their buddhi in that. Saheran biraham katham. How can they face this situation? Darsanam, they used to see Lord every day. Darsanam, sparsa, they were able to touch the Lord also. Darsan, sanlapa, they used to talk also. Sayanam, they used to sleep together also. Asanam, they used to sit together also. Bhojanai, at the time of bhojan also, they were together. So if satsang happens once, you are not able to bear the birha, dispassion, or when you are not getting satsang, birha will happen. So how about these Pandavas? These Pandavas were with the Lord for so many years. Now Lord is going away from Hastinapur. So they were also not able to bear it. Then eyes of the spouses of the friends of the Krishna were full of tears. But they all checked. Why they checked? Because they were thinking that if they start weeping, then it is an inauspicious sign. So they all checked their tears also. Then how they were celebrating it. Mridanga sankha bhairyascha bina panava gomukha dhanduryanaka ghandadya nedu dundu vayastatha. Mridanga, drums. Sankha, conch. Various other drums, veena, instrument, you know veena, panava, flute, gomukha, trumpets, dhundayana kadas ghanta, the bells, and the house and high sounding battle drums. They were all being played. Ned dundur vayastatha. They were announcing the departure of Lord. Like in India, when the train departs from the station, whistle. Similarly, this thing. Then what other thing happened? Prasad sikhara rudha kuru naryo. Kuru naryo means Kuruvansi naris. The women of Kuruvansi. Prasad sikhara rudha. On the top of the roof, they were all standing there, rudha. Didrichaya, with the desire to see that the Lord is going. Bibrisu kusmai, they are sovereign the petals, flowers. Krishna how? Prem veera smitai chana, with love, prem. Veera with the shyness, little bit of shyness. And smitai chana, with the smile on their face. Sitat patram jigraha muktadam vibhusitam ratna dandam gudakesa priya priyatamasya cha priya gudakesa gudakesa Arjun priya gudakesa, what he was doing? Sitat patram jigraha, he was holding an umbrella. And how was that umbrella? Muktadam vibhusitam, all around the muktas on the top were decorated with the pearls. Ratna dandam, and the stick was decorated with the ratna, gems, for whom priyatamasya hai, for Lord Krishna. Uddhava Satyaki seve vajane paramadhute. Uddhava and Satyaki, they were doing the vajanan, vajanan fanning. Fanning with what? Chauri. We have got this chauri na with the chavar. You know what is chavar with the white things we do that?
Chamar.
Chamar. So these two people were doing that fanning, Uddhav and Satyaki. Vikiryamana kusmai reje madhupati pati, and the flowers being showered in path from all sides. Lord is starting to leave. At that time, asruyanta asisaha satyastatra tatra dvejrita. Brahmana were chanting asisa, blessings. But how were their blessings? Nana rupana rupasya nirgunasya cha gunatmana. Those blessings were not for the nirgun Brahma. Those blessings were of the sagun Brahma, because they were seeing the sagun roop of the Brahma, Lord. Anu nirth asitam sanjalpa uttam sloka chetasam. And the ladies, they were also doing the stuti. How they were doing? Annanath asitam sanjalpa, they were all talking. Uttam sloka chetasam, uttam sloka. They were praising the Lord. Kauruvendra puri strinam. Kauruvendra means Hastinapur. Kauruvendra, Hastinapur, strinam. Ladies of the Hastinapur, they were also chanting something. And sarva shruti manohara. Shruti means Ved mantra. वेद मंत्र दे प्रेज निर्गुण ब्रह्मा. Brahmanas and the strees, ladies of the Hastinapur, they were praising the Saguna Brahma. So listening to this Saguna Brahma, Shruti, the Ved mantra, they were also got engrossed. They have never heard about the Saguna Brahma Stuti. Because Ved mantra, they do the only Nirguna Brahma. So when they heard the Stuti of the Saguna Brahma, they also got engrossed. सबै किलायम पुरुषः पुरातनो स एक आसीद विशेष आत्मनि. इट इज द सेम कृष्णा हु वाज एलोन देयर बिफोर द क्रिएशन. द सगुण वाज निर्गुण ब्रह्म बिफोर द क्रिएशन. इट इज द सेम कृष्णा एंड ही क्रिएटेड द होल वर्ल्ड विद माया शक्ति. अग्रे गुणोभय जगदात्मनीश्वरे निमिलित आत्मनिशि सुप्त शक्ति सु. एट दैट टाइम द शक्ति वाज in supta state. In supta state means there was no creation at that time. They were in equilibrium state. Then how the creation came into? When it was in equilibrium, who disturbed this equilibrium state? What is the shakti of Nirguna Brahma? Maya shakti.
Maya
shakti, how many gunas are there? Three, sattva, rajas and tamas. This sattva, rajas and tamas were in the equilibrium state. Then it got disturbed. How it got disturbed? Bolo, you all know this thing.
Premanji ko pucho.
You see, all the jivas, they go in the seedal form. All our prarabdha karma, sanchit karma, they all go into prarabdha karma, not sanchit karma, go into the seedal form, because all the sanchit karma is not yet fructified. Prarabdha form is fructified and we are enjoying our suffering in this life. The sanchit karma which is not yet fructified gets ripened in course of time. That disturbs satrajastamas guna. And when that is disturbed, then the Lord have to create beings and the field for the experience and the objects of experience. Three things. Lord has to create beings because each being has his own sachint karma. Not each person. Each being has got its sanchit karma. Then he has to create the field where they can enjoy or suffer. How can they enjoy and suffer? He has to create the objects also. So by the objects of the world, they will get happiness and sorrow according to their karma. The Lord creates at that time with his Maya Shakti. Then he created the name and form also. He created Jiva also. And he made Jiva to forget about his past. Forget about his past means forget his own essence. Forget his own essence means that he is Brahman, he is forgotten. We all have forgotten that we are Brahman. And we are trying to regain our memory that we are Brahman, we are not Jiva. Savayam tatpadmatra suryo jitendriya nirjitmata rishvana pasyanti bhakti utkalitam alatmana nanvesa sattvam parimardhumasati. But one jitendriya, one who has conquered their senses, nirjitmata rishvana pasyanti bhakti, with bhakti utkalitam alatmana. With bhakti you can purify your mind and you can regain your old state. You can purify mind, but you can never get it by yoga, any other. Bhagavat is a bhakti granth. So bhakti granth will always say, you can reach it by bhakti only. Go to the Upanishad, they will say you will go by jnana. But they will never say that don't do bhakti. Well, after again bhakti will come. And Gita will say, you do the bhakti, dadami buddhi yogam. Lord will say, I will give you knowledge. So here it is said that you do the bhakti and by bhakti your mind will be purified. How the mind will be purified? Already it is stated earlier, you have to remember. Do you remember the conditions put by Tapovanji Maharaj to Swamiji?
Gurudev.
Yes, what were the conditions? I will tell you only once, number one. Number two, you will not take any note. Two. Number three, whenever I ask you question, you should be able to answer. We have already studied what happens in bhakti. Once you start doing the bhakti, Lord will come into your heart. You remember? Lord will come into your heart. What will you do? He will remove all the impurities. What are the impurities in your impurities in you? Your vasanas are impurities. So he will remove all those impurities. Once the impurities are removed, then you are fit for the jnana. This is the way Lord works. Sab science batate hain, phir bhi yaad nahi rakhte.
Ek cheez maan rahe hain, not taking the notes, but other things there. Ek bar bolenge yaad rakhna, that they are not following.
Then everybody asks, why he created this world? They say, yeh ek iso jagat atma leela. Clearly said, it's the atma leela, it is his sport. He wanted to become many from one. He was alone. Before creation, he was
alone.
One alone. And he was getting bored.
Bored.
Kis se baat karein? So, Atma Lila, he wanted to become many. Srijatvatvati na tatra sajjate. But after Srijat Avati Atti, three words are there. Srijati Avati Atti. Srijati means creation. Avati means sustaining. Atti means dissolution. Na tatra sajjate. But he is not attached to it. Like our Atman inside, whatever good or bad we do, Atman is not tainted. Similarly, the Lord created the whole universe. Why he created? Atma Leela. For it is his sport. Creating, sustaining and dissolution of the whole universe. He is not tatra sajjate, he is not tainted or attached to it. Now again here the reason for avatar is given. One, he takes the sagun form. Yada hi dharmena tamo diya nipa jivanti tatraisa hi sattvatah kila. Yada hi adharmena. When the nipa means king. Then they take the adharma part. Then they become unrighteous. Unrighteous means instead of serving the people, they start a serving the. An incident will be coming later on that Yudhishthir wanted to do Ashwamedha Yagya. And there was not sufficient fund, or the fund was there, but that was all tax collected money. And he said, I cannot do the Yagya, Ashwamedha Yagya with this money, because this money belongs to people. Then he asked the advice of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna gave him the advice. That prasanga will come later on, we will discuss. They went out, the Pandavas went out, got the wealth, and Arjun got the wealth, some hidden wealth. He brought it, and then Ashwamedha Yagya was performed. Now what the people do? They use others' money or the subjects' money for their personal use. But here, adharmena tamo dhyanipa jivanti titraisa sattvatah kila. When this happens, then Lord takes with his sattvagun pradhan maya, he takes a form. Yeah, you know, na? Sattvagun pradhan maya, he takes a form. Who is Ishwar? There is Nirgun Brahma. He has got a Shakti called Maya. Maya has got three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So Nirgun Brahma with Sattva Gun Pradhan Maya, he takes a form. सत्व गुण प्रधान प्रीडोमिनेंट सत्व ही इज कॉल्ड ईश्वर बिकॉज ही इज सर्वज्ञ ही हैज गॉट अ सत्व गुण ही हैज गॉट द नॉलेज एंड हु इज जीव ही इज ऑल्सो ब्रह्मन बट ही हैज टेकन ए कंडीशनिंग विद द रजो एंड तमोगुण प्रधान माया सो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन मी एंड ईश्वर इज ओनली इन उपाधि हिज कंडीशनिंग इज सत्य प्रधान माई कंडीशनिंग इज रजस्तम प्रधान आई ऑल्सो हैव गॉट सत्व गुण बट वी कॉल इट मलिन सत्व मीन्स वेरी गुड विद दैट लिटिल सत्व गुण वी कैनॉट रिकॉग्नाइज अवर ओन ट्रू नेचर That is earlier it was said, no? He made the name and form Jeev also and made him forget also that he is Brahman. How he made it? Lord made it, he gave us a little bit of sattva. More of rajas and tamas. So how we have to evolve ourselves from tamas to rajas to sattva? When the sattva gun comes, you get the knowledge. And you go beyond sattva. Dhatte bhagam satyamritam dhyam yaso bhavaya rupani dadaj yuge yuge. Then he will take the form and re-establish what satya, daya and yas. It is said thereafter, the blessed is the Yadubans where the Lord took birth. And blessed is the Dwarka where Lord resides. That is the holy city. And the citizens of Dwarka are also blessed because they are able to see the Lord always. Continuously they are able to see. Chaturbhuj. It is said in Dwarka, Lord always used to be in four arms. Chaturbhuj.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glani.
Same thing. If whatever is written in Gita, whatever is written in Upanishad, same thing is written here. But the people think it is only a story. It is not a story. It is a full Vedanta here. But given it a story form. Then after that, the ladies. It is said, Lord, how many wives Lord had? 16,000? 8. Nunam bratas nanan ahuta dineswara samarjito yasya grihit panabi. It is said, those ladies whose hands Lord held, they must have done what? Brata. Many vows they have. Snanam. Holy river bath they must have done. Ahuta, lot of yajna they must have done. Then they became the wives of the Lord. They must have done all these things to become qualified, to become wife. Pivanti ya sakhyam dharamritam muhu. And they are enjoying the company of Lord. Brajastriya samuh mudhya dasayaha. And the Brajastri becomes unconscious just by thinking that the Lord is not present there.
Brajastri
means Vrindavan.
Gopis.
Gopis, just by thinking the Lord is not around, they become unconscious. And these ladies, they are in the company of the Lord 24 hours. So they must have done vrata, snan, and they must have done lot of yajna to become the wife. The people criticized that the Lord had thousands of wives. Truly speaking, the number is negligible. How negligible? Lord has got a maya shakti. And with the maya, he created the whole world. In each atom, there is a power. And who is the pati of that power? Lord. वी थिंक दैट ही हैड 16,008 वाइफ. महात्मा से 16,008 द नंबर इज लेस. दोज वाइफ्स आर ऑल योर वृत्तिज इनसाइड थॉट्स. पीपल सी गोपिका रास भगवान ने किया इन द मून लाइट एंड इन द नाइट टाइम ही डिड लॉट ऑफ गोलमाल देयर. नो, इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट. इट्स द वृत्ति इन योर माइंड. वाई 16,000? 60,000 वृत्तिज कम इन योर माइंड एवरी डे. एंड हु इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग? वन कॉन्शियसनेस इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग. One Lord Krishna is illuminating. All those, these are all wives. So 16,008 is nothing, a well negligible figure. Ananta Koti wives are there. Thereafter, Ajat Satru Pritinam Gopithaya Madhudisa Parebhya Sankita Sneha Pratyanga Chaturanginam. Then Lord acknowledged the compliments of the all sweetie city women by his smiling look. He was smiling. Where were the sweetie women were standing? On the roof of their house. So Lord said, smiling face to all of them, greeted. Bye bye. Then Ajatasatru, Yudhishthir, he thought that the Lord is now going, then I must do something to protect the Lord. What he did? Parebhya Sankita Snehat Prayangata Chaturangini. He sent soldiers, Chaturangini, Char Rakam Ki Sena, to protect whom? Lord. Who is Lord? Does he need any protection? No. But the Yudhishthira thought, no, Lord is going alone. You see, in the olden times, when the married girls used to be sent to their in-laws' house, so they were never sent alone. Some servants used to accompany. Always. Somebody should always accompany. So they thought, Lord is going alone. We must somebody. So what is this Chaturangi Sena? Elephants, horse, chariots, soldiers. Four types of Chaturangi Sena accompanied him. And the Pandava also. Ataha Duraha Katan Sauri Kaurmana Birahaturan Sannivarta Dhriham Snigdhan Prayastan Nagarim Priyai. Ataha Duraha Katan Sauri. The Pandava also accompanied for some time with the Lord Krishna. Then after some time, Lord Krishna says, Sannivarta Dhriham Sanigdhaya Prayan Swanagarim Priyai. He said, now you go back. You have come so far, now you go back. The Pandava all day went back. Then Lord crossed many cities, received many gifts on his way, and now he has reached Dwarka. What he do at reaching the Dwarka? अनार्तांश उपव्रज श्रद्धा पंजरन उपदान सुकान दधम्यो दर्वरम तेषाम विषादम समयन्निव. इज पांच जन्य कॉन्च. ही ब्लू इज कॉन्च. हो लॉर्ड. एंड एवरीबडी केम टू नो दैट द लॉर्ड हैज कम. बाय जस्ट ब्लूइंग दैट कॉन्च इट इज सेड द सोक द सोरोज ऑफ ऑल द्वारका वासी वाज ओवर. Just by blowing that conch. And how was that conch looking? Beautiful description is given here. Sa uccha kase dhavalo dare daro api urukramasya adharno sona sonima. The pancha janna was white. And the lips were ruby colored of the Lord. Put it in that, it took the color of adhar of the lips of Lord. And when sounded, it was said that these two hands of the Lord were looking like a Rajhans. And Rajhansa, as if he was speaking among the lotus filled lake. Very good comparison here. Tatropani valayo ravirodhyopi vavrita atmaramam punakamam nijalabhena nityada. When he reached there, what the people of Dwarka did, it says, Rave Deepa Mibabdita. Like when the sun, rising sun, the people do, what is it? They sow a deepak, a light, small light. Does it require light? To see the sun, you don't require any light. But we do the puja, we do the worship with the rising sun, with the deepak. Similarly, lot of the people came with the gifts to the Lord. And they gave it to Atmaramam. The Lord is reveling in His own self. Poonakamam, He didn't require any gift. But everybody brought the gift and gave it to Him. Nijalabhena nityada. And how was His face? Prityutpullamukha. All became very happy when they saw Lord. The Dwarkavasis became very happy. And they started praying. Pitaram sarva suhridam vitaram vyar virka. Pitaram, you are my father, friend, sarva suhrida, and you are protector of all. Now the comes the stuti of Dwarkavasi. How the Dwarkavasis were praying to the Lord, that we'll see our next sitting.
You said that
Gopika,
the gopis are like the thoughts in our mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, having thoughts is not a good idea.
Having thoughts is good. You see,
but so many, the idea is to, for us, is to purify our mind, is to have minimum thoughts. But
purify
in that mind. It was said that the gopikas did so many things, that's why they became gopikas.
They became gopi. They became wives.
Yeah,
Gopikas are different. Wives are different. So they became wives because they did so many things. The vrata, snan, and the ahutis they did. So they became eligible to become wives. So if we also want to do become like that, what we have to do? We have to purify our vrittis. Purify vrittis. How do you purify your vrittis?
Thinking of the, whenever you do anything, you always think about the God.
You see, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that the Japa Yoga is the best yajna. Mm-hmm. Among all the yajna, is the Japa is the best. Why the Japa is best? We all have got some negative things with us. Because the human birth is because of the, when there is pap and punya are equal. This will come in Tattva Bodha. Perhaps it is coming in our next class only. So the punya is the merits, pap is demerits. You take it this way. You have got a bank account. If you have overdraft, or you can have a positive balance also there, plus or minus. If the minus figure, if you have overdrawn, how you can repay? By depositing money. $1, $1, $1, $1, and your overdrawn will start coming down. Hoga. If we take the name of the Lord, is it paap or punya?
Punya.
It is punya. And we have got a balance of paap also. So if we start taking name of the Lord, it will go into the credit of our
paap. But the papas will reduce.
Samajh mein aaya?
Either way.
Aaya toh? Papa will reduce. So what we have to do?
Jump.
How long you have to do?
Whenever you get a chance.
Continuously you have to do. Sarvesu kalesu you have to do. So if you do it so naturally, and what is it? Is dusang or satsang?
Satsang.
Now you know all the signs. You have to apply in your life. It's a pakka science, ekdam pakka science. Once you understand it, then after that you act on that. It will happen. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namah. Hari Om.